there was another UFO sighting in Green Bay last night.
Whoa! Hey, that's just like the book I'm reading. It's this true story about this dude who gets kidnapped by aliens from outer space.
Wow. Why would they want to kidnap someone?
Well, simple, dude. They're searching for signs of intelligent life to dig back to their planet.
Well, I guess you two won't be going anywhere. Morning, everybody.
Oh, morning, honey.
Hi.
Carol, do you believe in aliens like Cody does?
No. Come on, Cody, you don't really believe they're aliens, do you?
Sure. Hey, how else do you explain all the mysteries of the universe, like the Bermuda Triangle, or Stonehenge, or Velcro?
Come on, Brandon, I'll walk you to school. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye. Okay, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Man spends 2 years in spaceship, marries alien Bye-bye. Queen. Please.
Bye, honey. Bye-bye, girls.
Bye, Mom.
Karen, this book has inspired me. How would you like to help me trick Cody and JT into thinking they saw a real UFO?
What for?
To humiliate them and make them look like complete fools.
Oh, cool. Count me in.
Mr. Macy, no, I've got a copy of your estimate right here in my files. Yeah, and I'll send it off to you tomorrow morning, okay? Right. If I can find it.
Hi, honey.
Oh, hi, Carol. I'll be with you in just a second.
Well. Oh, boy. Hi. Gee, you know, Frank, I just realized I've never been here before.
Oh, come on. Of course you have.
No, I would have remembered this.
It's a little informal, but I like it.
Hey, nice calendar.
That's just a gift some plumbing company sent over. Oh, look, it has a picture. I never saw that.
I guess you never saw the date either. It's 1988.
Oh, it's been a busy couple years, honey.
Frank, what's with all the shoeboxes?
Oh, honey, be careful. That is the Frank Lampert personal filing system here.
You mean you keep all your important papers in shoeboxes?
No, not the really important ones. Those I keep right in here. We're gonna make it to lunch. We're gonna have to get going. Would you find my keys? They're on the desk, sir.
I can't even find the desk.
I'll get them. Stud finder.
Frank, I have an idea. Why don't you let me organize your office?
Oh, Carol, my office doesn't need to get organized. I like it just the way it is. It may look sloppy to you, but hey, it works for me.
Okay, fine. Let's go to lunch. Oh. You know, I think I'll wash up, too.
Oh, Carol, don't go. Maybe a little organizing wouldn't hurt.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Steve. See you in school. Bye.
What'd he say?
Oh, you're gonna love this. Steve said his brother will fly his traffic helicopter over our house around 10 o'clock. He's gonna shine one of those big searchlights down in our yard.
This is great. Those idiots will think it's a UFO.
Oh, you haven't heard the best part. Steve's asked me to go steady. Better go break up with Bill.
Hey, Dana.
Cody, JT, wait up. Listen, I owe you guys an apology.
Oh, that's okay, Dana. It wasn't your fault.
Wait a minute. What are you apologizing for?
Hey, JT brings up a good point.
Well, the other day I really made fun of you guys for believing in UFOs.
So?
Well, I'm embarrassed to even say this, but last night I was taking some soda cans to the recycling center. all of a sudden, I was surrounded by this really bright light. And then I looked up and I saw this... No. I can't even say it. It's too crazy.
It was a spaceship, wasn't it?
I don't know.
It's just like in the book.
Really? Then I'm not crazy?
If you're crazy, then I am.
Well, then the light went off, the spaceship disappeared, and when I looked down, now this is the really weird part.
The cans were gone.
How did you know?
It's in the book. Yeah. See, aluminum is just like oxygen to aliens. I mean, they can't live without it. Aluminum transmorgification. And I missed it.
Maybe not. When the beam was on me, I had the strangest feeling, like they weren't finished with me yet. Almost as if I was their link to the aluminum and they were coming back for more.
When?
Tonight. Around 10.
Oh, Cosmic! Dude, we gotta be there with Dana.
Hey, wait a second. I'm not going back to the recycling center.
Well, maybe you don't have to. We could just bring them to us.
How are you gonna attract aliens? Wrap yourselves in aluminum foil?
Yeah, brilliant! Yeah. Hey, dude, we gotta get some soda cans and some aluminum foil.
All right.
Where are we?
Your office.
Honey, this isn't my office. I'd recognize my office. It doesn't even smell like my office.
Well, that's because I opened a window.
I had a window? Well, what's this?
Oh, that's a computer. See, all the information that you had in those boxes is now in your computer.
Oh, Carol, you never said anything about a computer. I don't trust those things.
Oh, come on, Frank. Join the 20th century. It's almost over.
You didn't throw anything away, did you, honey?
Of course not. The calendar is filed under B for bimbo.
The calendar. I'm looking for the O'Neill bid. O'Neill, that's triple E.
Triple E? How do you figure that?
Mr. O'Neill, he was in the Marine Corps. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of
triple E. Of course. Okay, well, that's one way, but here's another. O'Neill?
Yeah.
1335 Clinton Avenue, French windows, $375 a piece, installation included. Anything else?
You mean all my accounts are floating around in there?
Yep, see, now you can get rid of all your old shoe boxes. Al, where are you going with that camera?
To the backyard. Rumor has it that tonight we're getting visitors from outer space.
Well, wear a sweater.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hi, Mark. Oh, Mark, come here. I want to show you something. I've entered all the records from Frank's business into the computer. Watch, I've got it all under the heading of Lambert Construction. File not found. That's strange. File not found.
Slide over, Mom. I'll take her in.
Nope. 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 Sorry, Mom. There's nothing here about Lambert Construction.
There's gotta be, otherwise I've lost all the records from Frank's business.
Mom, calm down. This is no time to panic. Just give me your backup disk.
I can make a backup disk.
Okay, now it's time to panic.
I don't know how to thank you. I'm so excited about how much more efficient my business is going to be now that everything's on computer. I should have done this years ago.
Oh, I wish you had.
Honey, would you call up the Thornton bid for me?
The Thornton bid, yeah. That's that really big one, right?
Oh, you're not kidding. That one bid alone took up two shoeboxes. We're talking high tops. Carol, the Thornton beer, please.
Are you hungry? Hey, you know, why don't we go down to Pearson's for a hot fudge sundae?
Oh, well, I'd love to, but I've got work to do. Oh. I really need to see the Thornton bit.
Yeah, well, that's, it's gonna be tough. Because I seem to have lost the Thornton bid.
Well, what do you mean you lost the Thornton bid? In it with the rest of my records?
Probably. But we'll never know because I seem to have lost them, too.
How could you do this?
Well, I didn't make a backup disc. I'm sorry, you'll just have to go back to your old shoebox system.
Well, I would love to go back to my old shoebox system, but you told me to throw them out.
And you did?
Yes!
Frank, I tell you to take out the garbage on Monday. It's still sitting there on Thursday. When did you become Mr. Efficiency?
Right after you dragged me into the 20th century.
Well, excuse me for trying to make your life a little easier.
Well, it's a lot easier now. I'm out of business.
Wait a minute. When do they come to your office to pick up the garbage?
How should I know? I've never thrown anything out before.
Well, are you just going to sit here and yell at me, or are we going to go look for those shoeboxes before the garbage man gets them?
We're going to go look for the shoeboxes. I can yell at you in the car. Well, this is it.
Well, you go ahead, Frank, and I'll just stand guard down here.
Oh, no. I think this is an experience we should share.
Okay.
Come on, get up 1 foot, and then I'll lift you here. Are you ready?
Yeah.
One, two, go! Whoa!
Dumpster.
I'm on my way, hon. What?
Oh, this is a disgusting mess.
Maybe you can come back next week and organize it.
Let's just find those shoe boxes and get out of here.
Would you stop with the sound effects?
Oh, I am sorry, Frank, if I'm spoiling your fun.
Let's not bicker. We don't want to forget what we're doing here or whose fault it is.
I hear something.
Hello,
keep the whole day now. He's a Chinese. That's Philip Wong. He owns a Chinese restaurant next door.
Oh, no. I do his wife's hair. If he sees me in this dumpster, I'll be humiliated.
Just sit still.
Okay.
Don't say a word.
Very funny, Frank Lambert.
I'm sorry, but if you could see how funny you look with Chinese food all over you.
Plate, don't we? the shoeboxes and get out, okay?
This whole honeymoon thing is over.
They look awful.
You think they look awful? When do you get a load of these two? All right, guys, we're ready. Come on out.
Are you sure we don't look stupid?
No. And I would tell you.
That's true, JT. She would. Tells me all the time.
It's almost 10 o'clock. Where are they?
Oh! I felt something. Did you guys feel that?
No.
I think I did.
Oh! There it is again! Guys, I think they're getting close. You've got to create a magnetic field. Generate some energy. Do jumping jacks.
Don't worry, I'll take over.
All right, now guys, bring the magnetic fields together. Patty cake!
Patty cake? Wait a minute. I think someone's trying to make a fool out of us.
Oh, JT, aliens wouldn't do that.
Cody, I'm not talking about the aliens. I'm talking about Dana. I think she's been pulling our chain this whole time. I'm going inside.